Blackbeard the Pirate, here to tell you about Blackbeard World. This be a family-friendly website and social media outlet. But beware, I speak me mind. So if you be a hornswaggler or a lily-livered coward or a scurvy dog, then you might be offended by me opinions. Arr, I'll have you walking the plank. And if you don't know what be the meaning of me words, navigate over to me pirate dictionary at blackbeard.world. The purpose of Blackbeard World be to entertain and educate. I hope to put a smile on your face and a wee bit of wisdom in your noggin. Me new friend, the witty Charlie Munger, long-time sidekick of Warren Buffett, said to me, "The best thing a human being can do is to help another human being know more." The creators of Blackbeard World have chosen to do that through the historical perspective of Blackbeard the Pirate. That be meself, who lived from about 1680 until November 22nd, 1718. They began asking themselves, what would Blackbeard say about such and such? So they brought me back from the briny deep to share me words of wisdom about the modern world in me own colorful pirate jargon, with me own unique perspective. We hope you like it. I finished me earthly life in 1718, and have been marooned in Davy Jones's locker now for over 300 years. I've been watching the world with great interest from the mystical helm of Queen Anne's Revenge, and greeting folks as they come across into this realm. Now, thanks to the magic of the worldwide internet, and a feller with a creative imagination, Blackbeard has been reborn in 2024. Can't say that me understands the technology what allows me to communicate with this generation from the next realm, but I've now had 300 years to observe the world, contemplate me life, and steer in a new direction. You can learn a lot in that length of time, so I have lots to share. Blackbeard meself chased me dreams of wealth with a poor strategy that ended me earthly life. So me goal now be to help others to have a better life through better health, greater wealth, and more happiness. And to achieve it legally, so you don't end up like Blackbeard. Gather round as I be sharing some advice and opinions on a variety of topics that all relate to living the pirate life of pursuing health, wealth, and happiness. It be me own opinion that the more you understand about how the world really works, the healthier ye shall be, the wealthier ye shall become, and perhaps the happier ye shall be. Winston Churchill said, "I am always ready to learn, although I do not always like being taught." So Blackbeard shall attempt to keep me posts entertaining. Now regarding health, Mahatma Gandhi always be saying, "It is health that is real wealth, and not pieces of gold and silver." Rawr, Blackbeard enjoyed me health, but me also enjoyed the gold and silver and what he bought. As for wealth, wise old Benjamin Franklin likes to say, "Wealth is not his that has it, but his that enjoys it." Now that puts Blackbeard in a bewilderment. Me have to think on that one for a spell. Me tends to agree with Henry David Thoreau when he cites, "Wealth is the ability to fully experience life." Aye, wealth did allow me to experience a lot of life in me few years. Now happiness be much more subjective, as many different things bring happiness to different folks. The Dalai Lama be whispering, "Happiness is not something ready-made. It comes from your own actions." And Aristotle be quoted as saying, "Happiness depends upon ourselves." If me memory be accurate, I believe it be Eleanor Roosevelt who wrote, "Most people are about as happy as they have made up their minds to be." Blackbeard says, "Money may not bring you happiness, but it can bring a lot of pleasure. In modern times, it can buy travel, boats, vehicles, houses, jewelry, pay for your kids' education, medical expenses, and the best of everything there be. Then, ye can decide if ye be happy or no." Did you see what I did there? Threw old Blackbeard's quote in with a list of other famous historical figures' quotes. "The art of teaching is the art of assisting discovery," according to Mark Van Doren. "So I shall also attempt to lead ye into discovering how ye can be more, do more, and have more, without feeling like I be the captain, whipping the crew into line." Shiver me timbers, how things have changed. In the modern world, there's enough trouble, heartache, pillaging, and plundering to fill a fleet of ships. But this old sea dog's wisdom knows no bounds. So join me on blackbeard.world, or follow me on these scurvy social media outlets to discover what this crusty old pirate has to say about the modern world. Warren Buffett be repeating, someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago. Let's you and I together plant some investments today that your heirs can enjoy many years from now. I also be giving me opinions on diverse fighting styles. I do be a pirate after all, and this topic also brings a certain amount of happiness to some hard cases what like the martial arts. What's that you ask? What be me real name? Arr, without looking at the internet, tell me the first name of the legend ye call Babe Ruth. It weren't Babe. And it'd be irrelevant to the legend of the home run king. So don't fret yourself about me real name, or the name of those behind the company what brought me back. It be not important. No one ever really knew me give a name anyway. Weren't a lot of written records in the west of Britain in the 1600s, and I'd be too young to remember the exact day of my birth. While in North Carolina, North America, I went by Edward Teach, so that be what most people believe was me real name. I didn't spend me life creating the legend of Blackbeard just to have folks start calling me Edward or George or William. Me don't even care for the title of captain. There be thousands of captains, but there be only one Blackbeard. It be Babe Ruth himself that said, heroes get remembered, but legends never die. The name of Blackbeard is revered worldwide. You know, sometimes a swashbuckler's legend far exceeds the actual deeds of the real person. Every man dies, but legends live on for hundreds or thousands of years, influencing many generations for good or for bad. So what's more important, the man or the legend? I say the legend. I be more famous and popular now than at any time in the last 3 centuries. I'd be willing to wager that more folks worldwide recognize the name of Blackbeard than recognize the Babe. As you all know, I'd be considered a dangerous, fearsome pirate, an image that I create in me own self to intimidate captains and crews into surrendering their goods without a fight. But I intends to change that and let the sun shine on the truth. So bring as many folks aboard as you can, so that centuries from now, the legend of Blackbeard will be the legend of a man who spent his life chasing the dreams of health, wealth, and happiness, but who pursued them with a poor strategy. Please take a few minutes to read The Truth Behind the Legend on blackbeard.world, or navigate to me post by the same name. Welcome aboard for as long as you would like to follow along. Oh, I almost forgot. If you get a hankering for some pirate gear, head on over to blackbeard.world and hit the Blackbeard World gear link to me swag shop. Welcome aboard, ye 21st century scallywags!